Hey everyone, and welcome to the Above Board podcast, where sometimes we talk finances, sometimes we talk about personal growth, and sometimes we talk self-discovery and things we've learned. And today, that's what this podcast episode is about. It's called You Versus You for a very good reason. I find that we have a lot of times this internal struggle in our pursuit to trying to becoming the best version of ourselves. So this podcast today is your reminder that your benchmark should not be against somebody else. I believe when we start to compare our own progress to that of others, we lose. I love competition. In fact, I even think there's something to be said for, I don't know the exact term for it. It's like negative motivation or like dark energy, where you're motivated to win against others or to beat others. You kind of use these like negative things in your like as an extra source of energy. And but if that's how we always operate, I'm here to tell you that that's a battle eventually you're going to lose, or best, it's something that you can only maintain for like certain seasons of your life or small periods. It's not sustainable. So allow me to use myself as an example. When Matt and I started Canterpath, we heard a lot of people tell us that we would fail. In fact, I had even written down a list of names and then the things that I heard those people say about us, things that sounded like, you guys are going to be out of business in the next 2 years, or they're too young. What do they know about running a company? Their firm will never be as big or as successful as our firm. And hearing those things really fueled me to achieve more. Matt used to kind of joke that his favorite thing was when someone would tell us we couldn't do something, because I would use that as a source of motivation to drive me. But as I've gotten older, I realize that that energy is very temporary. It's kind of like playing a video game where the player has a turbo button where you can only use it for so long. And once that's all used up, you have to wait for it to recharge to be able to use it again. In retrospect, this can be unhealthy. If you don't realize that using things like negative motivation can only last for so long, it's going to burn you out. But the good thing is, you know, it helped Matt and I build this awesome community of clients that we have that we love and care for. It's helped us create a work culture amongst our team where I feel like all of us care very much about each other, our individual successes, our team successes. And we, you know, Matt and I worked really hard for about 4 years straight with these surges of negative motivation, if you will. And so I guess I'll told it it's a good thing. But on the other side of that, when all that dark energy's faded, we realized we weren't really even celebrating our wins anymore. I was personally feeling a bit burned out, and it was, I would say, a very important lesson for me that using this negative energy or momentum to motivate you, it does indeed motivate you, but it's not permanent. And so we had to find a new way to find successes and to build upon wins. And that was no longer comparing myself to someone else or allowing myself to use someone else's yardstick to benchmark my success, you know? And so this, you know, Matt and I learned this about 2 years ago, and it was a very important lesson to compare ourselves to our own progress and not be distracted by doing it someone else's way or allowing what someone else says to change the course of what we're doing. So as with all things that we've ever talked about on this podcast, these are personal journeys that we're also on. And so this is not me sitting here preaching to you about how to do things. A lot of the stuff's easier said than done, but I'm very much learning also the best ways to measure success. And I think it's by looking back on how far you've come and not by looking at others to determine our worth or our progress. So Matt and I right now, we're reading this book called The Gap and the Gain by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And it's a really great reminder for us that many of us live in the gap, myself included for sure. And so the idea of this, the whole like concept behind the gap and the gain, is that it kind of describes two different ways of thinking when it comes to measuring your progress in life. So gap thinking is focusing your thoughts on the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. Whereas gain thinking is focusing on how far you've come or the gains that you've made. And this has become our new benchmark, or at least for me anyway, I'm working on it presently as we record this. And, you know, how about another term that comes up for me when we're talking about all this, which everyone listening to this has heard before: keeping up with the Joneses. What a dangerous way to live, isn't it? Like we let the lives of others determine our self-worth and how we're benchmarking our own progress. Like, why? What in the world are we doing? If we can find a way to stay in our own lane, to focus on our gains instead of living in the gap, I think we would all be much happier. And you know, because at the end of the day, keeping up with the Joneses is definitely gap thinking, if we're going back to the definition I shared just a moment ago. Hey, thanks for tuning in to our show. Are you looking for shorter daily episodes of Above Board delivered straight to your Amazon Alexa? Join Canterpath 365 and get our daily brief with market updates, financial news, and mini podcast snippets like from today. Sign up now at canterpath365.com and we'll see you there. I talked about this last week on our podcast, this idea of mental spring cleaning, and how easy can it be for us to, for example, fall in the comparison trap on social media. So sticking with keeping up with the Joneses thought process for a moment, even for me, like the positive content online that I consume, and it's good stuff, right? Like it's podcast clips I follow, it's personal development things, it's finance stuff, but even that can kind of turn into this like negative hustle porn mentality where I'm watching something and then I find myself going, dang, am I doing enough right now? Like the guy that I just listened to this video says he goes to bed at 1 a.m., wakes up at 2 a.m. He's by 6 a.m. he's worked out, meditated, prayed, worked, drank 2 gallons of water, and he's finished his day, and it's 6 a.m. And obviously I'm joking, but like, I think we've all seen those videos before. And it's like, what a trap that is. At the end of the day, it's not you versus anybody else out there. It's you versus you. So how can we look back on what we've accomplished in life, celebrate and enjoy those wins, and then find ways to improve ourselves to be better versions of ourselves? It's why, if you listened to the last episode that I did, I talked about, you know, I've like physically decided to log out of these social media apps so that if I really want to log in, I have to think about it and ask myself, why am I doing this? It gives me these extra few seconds of friction to force me to consciously think through instead of just subconsciously scrolling on social media. This is a you versus you game. So back to my earlier point, I love this competitive spirit that lives within me, and I love how it's helped me get to where I am, but I realize that these tools alone won't get me to where I'm going, because where I'm going is a version of me that's peaceful, it's contentment, happiness, helpful and useful to others around me, and those people around me deserve the best version of me that I can be. My family, my friends that I surround myself with, those are some of my biggest supporters, but at the end of the day, no one's going to do it for me. No one can motivate me but me. No one can create the discipline for me but me. And no one can create happiness for me but me. I'm in control of all those choices, which is why this podcast is called You Versus You, because you're also in control of those choices. And it's a reminder that you're always going to be in charge of your own life, in charge of your own growth, your own relationships, your mental health. This is a journey about self-discovery. So let's celebrate the progress, or as Dan Sullivan calls it, your gain. And let's use our gap thinking as opportunities to improve along the way. So in this journey of you versus you, you're going to learn that you're your greatest ally, and think about ways to manage these external pressures like comparison traps that I shared for me on social media and having to log out of social media apps so I don't see them, or setting boundaries, or prioritizing just gratitude, or prioritizing thinking about how far you've come instead of letting social pressures tell you how much more you have yet to do. You got to give yourself a little grace and a little patience along the way. And by the way, Rome was not built in a day, and we are all a work in progress. So as my good friend, the Rich B, often says, you're awesome. And I want to end with that today. I want to end with you're awesome. And I choose to believe that the best is yet to come for you and me and all of us. And so I really appreciate you hanging out with me today. If you found this episode useful or helpful at all, please tell a friend, share it with somebody. We've grown the show very organically, literally one share at a time. And we don't do a lot of marketing on our podcast. We don't do paid ads for our podcast because we just want to enjoy these discussions with you and document our journey along the way. So thanks for hanging with me today on the You Versus You talk on the Above Board podcast. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.